This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. What's up, everybody? Damon Hatfield here, and as you listen to this, I am lying on a beach somewhere. In fact, all of the Omega Cops are on vacation this week, but I couldn't let your ears go scoopless for a whole 7 days, so I put together an episode of 8-Bit Radio for you. If you haven't been listening to GameScoop for years and years, 8-Bit Radio is a semi-regular side quest radio show exhibiting the best in 8 and 16-bit music. Right now, we're kicking things off with a game that is getting a surprise sequel 30 years after its original release. This is the original Flashback, released for the Amiga in 1992, although I played either the Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo version in 1993. It's a cinematic platformer, and the music definitely sounds cinematic. This is the opening theme, the menu theme, and some selections from the early moments of the game. Thank you. This is The Goonies 2, released in 1987 on the NES. Thank you.
Sticking with Nintendo but bouncing back to the 16-bit era, this is Tetris Attack, a game that is not at all a Tetris game, but is a great puzzle game nonetheless. One of the best, I think. This is a favorite of mine to use as transition music on GameScoop. 1,000 points if you can guess it right away.
Thank you.
It is, of course, Perfect Dark. Where the heck is the new one, Xbox? We'll be right back.
switch this thing off.
Bionic Commando is one of my favorite NES games and has one of my favorite NES soundtracks. Godzilla on NES, released in the US in 1989. One interesting tidbit on this is it includes several kaiju from other Toho monster movies that aren't in the Godzilla universe. So this is the only media you can see Godzilla fight these monsters, except from the IDW Comics series. In 1991, Johnson Vorsanger Productions developed a hip-hop-themed roguelike for the Sega Genesis long before any of us were talking about Spelunky or Dead Cells or Rogue Legacy. The game was Toe Jam and Earl.
Thank you.
Holding on the Sega Genesis, this is Gain Ground. Allow me to read from a 2008 IGN article by Levi Buchanan, Top 10 Renovation Games. Renovation is apparently a publisher. It says, if you fancied yourself something of a hardcore gamer in the early 90s, you used your Genesis as more than just a Sonic the Hedgehog machine. Enter Renovation. Renovation was the publishing arm of Telenet Japan, a developer and publisher that opened its doors in 1983. So apparently Renovation published Gain Ground, and of Gain Ground, Levi said, Gain Ground is one of a handful of Sega-developed games passed over by Sega of America, but published on these shores by Renovation. This arcade port combined strategy with action as you advance screen after screen with a cabal of heroes. The co-op play is a gasser as you work through waves of bad guys from a variety of time periods. Your weapons are also culled from history, from tridents to bazookas. It's actually on the Virtual Console now, and well worth your download dollars. Remember, this was written in 2008. This is Gain Ground. That's going to do it for this edition of 8-Bit Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with your regularly scheduled episode of Game Scoop. I leave you this week with Gyromite, the original NES pack-in and showcase for Rob the Robot. My name is Damon. This is GameScoop Presents 8-Bit Radio, and we're out.
Dear stranger, I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.